This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all work together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome.
Hey, this is Oprah Winfrey, and whenever I want to raise my consciousness about the planetary alignments, I make sure I tune into the one and only Luna Lounge podcast show with Israel live every Wednesday.
The Luna Lounge podcast show with Israel is the greatest astrology podcast in the world.
Hey, it's your girl Taylor Swift, and I make sure I tune into the Luna Lounge podcast show live every Wednesday with Israel.
Hey, this is 50 Cent, and I make sure I tune into the Luna Lounge podcast show every Wednesday.
Hey, it's your girl Lady Gaga, and I always make sure to know what's going on in the world of astrology, so I tune into the Luna Lounge podcast show every Wednesday with Israel Adjose.
Hey, it's your girl Rihanna, and I make sure I tune into the Luna Lounge podcast show live every Wednesday.
What's up, cuz? This is your boy Snoop Dogg, and I make it a weekly habit to tune into the Lunar Lounge live podcast show every Wednesday with Israel Adjose.
Hey, this is Leonardo DiCaprio, and I always make sure to know what's going on in the world of astrology, so I tune into the Lunar Lounge podcast show live every Wednesday with Israel Adjose.
Hey, it's your boy Will Smith, and if you don't want me to come up there and slap you, make sure you tune into the Lunar Lounge podcast show live every Wednesday.
Hey, this is Jim Carrey, and I always make sure to know what's going on in the world of astrology, so I tune into the Lunar Lounge podcast show every Wednesday with Israel Adjose.
If you haven't heard Israel on the Lunar Lounge podcast show, you do not know what you are missing.
Hey, it's your girl, John.
Hey, welcome everybody. You're tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Adjose. Hope you are all well. Welcome, you're here. Today's the 5th of November. We got a full moon in Taurus. We'll be talking about that later on. We're going to have tarot card of the week. I was going to say tarot card of the month there. Getting a little bit mixed up with my, private members. Tarot card of the week will be coming up later on. We've got competition time. That will be coming also later on in the show. So we'll be seeing if we have any winners. Okay. All right. Keep your ears open and eyes peeled. I'm in a little bit of a dark chocolate mood. There we go. Dark chocolate, 85%. Nice and you know what. What else I'm going to say? So I'm going to be munching a little bit. The moon is in Taurus. I'm having a lunar return. I mean, what do you expect, you know? You know, got to give me for my lunar return, surely. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So, welcome to the show. What's the weather like where you are? Do remember this show is live on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you haven't followed me on the YouTube, do give me a like. Also on Instagram as well. Give me a like, make a comment. Lunar Lounge Show, weekly show every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. UK time. What's the weather like where you are? A little bit great over here in London, but it's not cold. It's not chilly. I've not too long ago just been out and come back in. So it's all right. It's all right. We can work with it. It is what it is. Keep your comments coming. I will be bringing up the chart. Let's have a look at where the planets are for the month of November. Although we had a brief, we've had a little brief. Shout out to Tiffany. How are you doing? Great to see you here again. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we spoke yesterday. Shout out to Tiffany all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. How are you doing? Jackie's in the building. How are you doing? Greetings to Sister Madonna. Faye's in the building. LaDonna's in the building. Angela's in the building. I saw your text, Angela. I'll be getting back to that. EJ, my man, what's up? EJ's in the building. Okay, it is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So, I'm here live. I think there may be a little bit of a, is it me or there may be a bit of a hiccup on the Instagram. Do let me know. Keep the comments coming. If you do see me there live on the, it looks like I'm live. It looks like I'm going okay there. Yeah, okay. All right, okay. Well, keep your comments coming for those of you coming in on the Instagram. It looked a little bit slow there, but no, it does look like, I don't know. It's looking, who knows? Let's see. Anywho, let's keep the show going. What else has been happening? What's in the news? I'm going to be looking at what's in the news. What is it that's been happening? Apart from the usual. Okay. Bear with me. Have you heard this one? Trump's worst nightmare wins the New York, what's that, Zoran, wins in New York, sorry. Trump's worst nightmare wins in New York. Is it Zoran Mahamadi elected city's first Muslim mayor? Oh God. Well. Well, you know how he went in on Amir Khan, the London mayor over here, but although, you know, Amir Khan was, you know, asking for it. One thing you do not do, if you know somebody who's got Mars on the ascendant, do not start trouble with them. Do not call them names, whatever you do. Specifically for Donald Trump, don't. Leave him alone. If you don't agree with him, you don't agree with him. But just leave him be. Don't go start calling him names. So it is. Jack saying the AI is getting out of hand. Which AI are you talking about? Ain't nobody using AI here. Tiffany's letting me know Mars finally moved off my ascendant. Mars can give you some nice little energy, you know, on the ascendant. Yeah, well, you know, can't go wrong with a little bit of Mars. Surely not. Anyhow, keep your comments coming. What else has been happening in the news over here in the UK? What's that? Income tax is about to rise. Well, what's new? As far as I know, Star Wars creator George Lucas buys a home of 40 million in Northwest London. 40 million. I need to see this house. I need to see this house. Something is telling me that this house worth 40 million, someone's pocketed 20 mil. 25 mil. What could be in that 40 million? How much is the, I don't know, Wembley Stadium? About 40 million? Not even that, probably. God. It is what it is. You take the rough and, take the rough with the smooth. Okay, well, good on you, George Lucas. I don't know why you would want a house for 40 million, though. I mean, come on. You can only sleep in one bed at a time. By the way, this guy's 81 years old. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say 81-year-olds can't live their own life. You know, of course, you're supposed to be enjoying life and all. But 40 million, come on. You know, I'm sure like a 5 million, you know, house is just as good, you know. God damn. God, you got to be joking me. God, in Northwest London. Oh, God. What part of Northwest London is this? Agreed. I mean, even in Mayfair, I wouldn't have thought you'd be buying something like that. I mean, what part of Northwest London are we talking about here? Oh, God. Mind you, it does say here, Lucas, who sold his company, Lucasfilm, to Disney for $4.1 billion. Well, yeah, suppose you can buy a house for, 40 million. Since you sold 4.1 bit. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. And he also has a house in California worth 28 million. What the heck is going on? I'm in the wrong business. Hey, get my manager on the phone. I'm going to start writing movies. Sure, I can do one better than Star Wars. Yeah, I've got stories in my head. Of course I have. US plane crash leaves at least 7 dead. Where is this? The accident involving the UPS cargo plane led to all flights in and out of the airport. Louisville International being suspended. At least 7 people have died after cargo plane crash near airport in Kentucky. Wow. What are we going to put that to? What's that going to be doing to? I don't know. I know Jupiter's about to go retrograde, but I don't know. Mercury, we know, is going retrograde. You know, we're already in the shadow period. Could it be that? Also, as well, we've had Mercury. Mercury's again, well, I'll bring up the chart in a moment anyway, so we'll talk about that and we'll look at it in regarding or in relation to the news. But that looks interesting, so we may come back on that one. What else has been happening here? What else is in the news? So New York, you get a first Muslim mayor. Okay. I don't see no big deal in it. You know, ever since, you know, the Twin Towers, you know, everybody's just got hostile on people of Islamic faith. Please, come on, give me a break. I wouldn't say every religion, but of the major religions, they've all, somebody who may have worn the cloak, because it's not necessarily the faiths that do that, but people within the faiths. And I'm sure we can find somebody in all faiths or every faith throughout the world that has done some kind of terrorist act. Yeah. Come on, please. Give us a break. So what? New York gets the first Muslim mayor. You should be...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Congratulating him is what you should be doing. You should be giving him a round of applause. What's wrong with people? What is the world coming to? Eh? Should be celebrating, should be shaking his hand. Okay. So it is what it is. What is he? Is he Democrat? I take it he's Democrat, right? It's probably Democrat, probably why. It says here, New York's elected first Muslim mayor, setting up clash with Donald Trump and giving hope to the divided Democrats. So, okay, so he's a Democrat, obviously. Immigrant too. Tiffany lets me know. Yes, Democrat socialist. Oh, well. Yeah, bravo to New York. You are right. You're on the money. Zohan Mamdani, is it Mamdani? I don't know how to pronounce it. A pro-Palestinian socialist, beat establishment candidates with a string of populist left-wing promises. He stood up to Mr. Trump, who threatened to pull funding from the world's financial capital following the result. In his victory speech, the 34, he's 34 years old. Really? He stood up, in his victory speech, the 34-year-old declared, if anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him. Well, be careful about going up against Donald Trump.
Greatest president that God ever created.
That's right. And you know something about Donald Trump, don't we?
Get rid of them. I got to win against them.
Yeah, he's got to win. He's got a win. So, hey, it is what it is. Okay, well, he should be congratulated, that's for sure. Congratulations to Zoran. I quite like that name, Zoran. You know, you get those names, don't you, in Middle East? Quite very powerful. You just the tone of them. You know, what else is happening here? Anything else in the news? I saw that LaDonna was commenting about something. Jamaica, dealing with the aftermath of the Hurricane Melissa. Yes, that is still going on. I've got, you know, people obviously in the extended families who you know, of course, they, you know, sending money back home, trying to help relatives and stuff, dealing with, the aftermath. We're sending them lots of, there's a few for anybody who's in London. If you go check out, there's a few charities that are doing like where you can take whether clothes, food, or whatever, and they're shipping it all down there. So that's really good. There's some really good stuff happening, some really good assistance and charity and help, you know, to help the folks back home. I mean, some of them, I mean, roofs have literally, you know, some of them are just living in very, you know, not brick houses, not brick concrete cemented houses. So, you know, catastrophe like that comes along. I'm not having a go at the Jamaican government in any way, shape or form. And maybe something I'm overlooking or something I don't know about. What the hell do I know? But I would suspect or I would imagine that they could try to have something in place. And I know it's you know, storm, you can't prepare, but to have something in place because you are prone to, the country is prone to that particular kind of weather and behavior, to have maybe like something in place, a little bit like what Japan did with the earthquakes. You know, they make all their buildings earthquake proof. And, you know, I mean, it's not going to be 100%, but it will save a lot of lives and it will save a lot of money also as well. If they have something, I don't quite know what it is that can be put in place, but I would have thought perhaps maybe there can be something, maybe that can be, I don't know, some kind of shield or something. I don't know, maybe my imagination's running wild, but something that can be put in place that can just help for people when it is time, storm time, they can, I know in Florida, again, in places like Florida as well, I would have thought, because, you know, it's quite a regular thing. I mean, sometimes, okay, some years it's not that heavy, of course not, but you are more prone to it. That's evident now. We're aware of that. And they would have something in place. I don't know, something that can help guard houses. I don't know, shields that they can have, because it will save a lot of people. It will save a lot of lives, reduce a lot of damage, which would save a lot of money. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. What do I know? I'm not a politician. I don't know nothing. I just run the Lunar Lounge show, which is a show all about astrology.
Is correct.
Yeah, thank you very much, Narveda. So it is what it is. Keep your comments coming. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Okay, we got, how do I pronounce this? Mama Konyuka. Am I pronouncing it correctly? In the building. Pretty, how are you doing, my dear? Hope you are well. Hope you and your husband are well and the children. Shout out to Jasmine, how are you doing? We got 11th house devotional. I like that. 11th house devotional. Yeah, one of the best houses, 11th house. Can't go wrong with the 11th house. Shout out to Dinah. How you doing? Welcome. Shay Six, welcome to the Lunar Lounge. And we got Dylan B Design. We got Martina, also in the building. Dominica has also joined us here on the Instagram Live. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Hey, how you doing, pretty? Like the, the little acknowledgement right there. So it is what it is. So, yeah, welcome to the Lunar Show. So I'll be bringing up the astrology chart in the moment. I'm just frapping about, you know me, taking a little bit of water, munching on a little bit of dark chocolate. Did I tell you about my I've been getting cravings for dark chocolate, you know, like, yeah. You know, you got to get that 80, 85%, you know, the good stuff. Yeah. A little bit of that under the tongue and you are good to go. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. And let's look at where the planets are. LaDonna saying, building, using the mud and straw. Okay, building using mud and straw. Interesting. Interesting. But does Jamaica have land, or do they have the particular resources to make the mud and straw? Because it's not just any mud, it's a particular kind of mud. And sometimes you find this mud in particular regions or certain countries. Do they have that? Do you know, Lenona? Yeah, mud and straw. Yeah, it could be a way. Could be a way. I don't know. You can't really prepare for it. I was thinking of maybe doing something maybe a bit more aerodynamic. LaDonna saying plenty mud there. Okay. Yeah, there's got to be something. I mean, this Hurricane Melissa was really bad. I mean, you saw trees uprooted. Trees. Trees that have been there for hundreds of years being pulled out. I'm telling you, it's not a joke at all. It is what it is. Give shout outs to them. Shout out to Lissy Bloom Astrology. Lissy Bloom Astrology. Lissy's supposed to be with me today. You're supposed to be with me. We got a full moon. Don't worry. I'm gonna get you in on board. It crept up on me, I'm telling you. When this time flies, I'm telling you, I am so busy these days. I don't know one day from the next. I'm going away next week. I want to get everything out of the way. But apart from that, people won't leave me alone. Oh, God. What can I say? You've got to have a laugh, haven't you?
We all need to laugh.
That is correct. We all need to laugh. It is what it is. Okay, let's go to the chart of the moment. Let me share my screen and bring up the chart and let's have a look, you know, at the chart. Woo! We got an exalted moon. Look at that. I am doing this show right when the moon is full. Unfortunately, it's on the other side of the world. So people in Australia, good day, mate. They can see it. People in New Zealand, you know, the Kiwis, they can see it. But we can't. As in the Northern Hemisphere cannot see it. But the moon is literally full right now and will be full throughout this program. While I'm doing the show. We've got an exalted moon. And guess what, people? I'm having a lunar return. Yeah. Shout out to me with my moon in Taurus. It is what it is, man. I like that. Cool stuff there. Full moon. Full moon in Taurus. How are you feeling, people? It's a nice full moon. It's interesting. I'm having to go out this evening. I've got a meeting, very important meeting. Yeah, could you believe? Yeah, having important meetings. Could you imagine? It's in a restaurant. So you know what's going to happen, right? With my moon in Taurus, I'm going to be wining and dining. Hey, it is what it is, man. Yeah, I'm going to be whining and dining, man. You bet. So, people, with this full moon in Taurus, you want to be making the most of it. See, moon in Taurus, you want to be, you know, Taurus is one of these signs really sort of like entrenched in the senses. The need for touch, taste, smell is something really important and significant for Taurus. So when we have this full moon in Taurus, one of the best ways that we can, be in tune with it is to nurture ourselves, to do something to nurture. The moon is about nurture, but to do something to nurture ourselves, entrench ourselves in the physical world. Why do you think I'm munching on this dark chocolate? Moon in Taurus, of course. I haven't had dark chocolate in ages. I just started getting the thing from it yesterday. As soon as the moon moved into Taurus. So people, today or tomorrow, if you can, treat yourself to a nice meal. If you can't treat yourself to a nice meal, let me take that back. If you can't treat yourself to a nice meal, of course you can. Treat yourself to a nice meal, whether it's bought, whether you're going to a restaurant, whether it's home cooked. Have a nice, luxurious dish, a dish of comfort. A dish which is heavily made with butter. You know, butter's Taurus stuff, right? You know, it comes from the cow, from the milk. This is what is necessary with this moon in Taurus. Go for a massage. Ground yourself. If you can, if you do have a garden, if you've got a nice garden, and it's not too, sit on the ground.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Hug a tree. Plant a tree. Buy a new plant. That's really good with this, full moon in Taurus. Charge your crystals, of course. You all know, how to do that. So get it. But you want to be getting... you wanted to be getting into the Taurus, into the spirit of Taurus. Tiffany's letting me know, yes, it sextiles my Venus, exact, and trines my natal moon. Wonderful. Nice. You definitely want to be taking that on board. So these are the things that you're looking to do. Shout out to Monsda. Is it Monsda? Monsda Piwa Power? Kim's Astrology, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast show. How are you doing? Hope you are good. So this is what you want to be doing. You want to be entrenching yourself in the spirit of Taurus. And today's the 5th of November. Over here in the UK, we're celebrating Bonfire Night. Penny for the guy. Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lord. and I'm going out this evening, they've been setting off fireworks all night last night, which drives my cat mad because my cat is so sensitive to fireworks. He goes nuts, he gets all timid, he starts running around, going crazy, looking for places to hide, goes under the settee, behind the door, anywhere where there's hiding. He hates the sound of bang, bang, bang. And there's going to be lots of that tonight. We'll get it over and done with, people. Have your celebrations of Guy Fawkes. So we're going to have bonfire night. For anybody who's doing bonfire night, do be careful. Take precaution. Don't do nothing silly now. And don't be firing any fireworks in people's direction. No, no, no. Yes, hiya, Kim. Hope you are well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. So, full moon in Taurus. So these are the things of what we can do to exercise this full moon in Taurus, right? So look to do something which your physical body appreciates. Maybe you can buy yourself something, something which gives physical pleasure. How about you run yourself a nice, warm, hot bath? Today is the day to run yourself a nice, hot bath. Drop some beautiful petals in there with some rose water. Ooh, this is the time to get out the rose water. Oh my God. Anybody here use rose water? Oh God, a miracle. A miracle from heaven. Run yourself a bath and put some nice rose water or rose oil. Good quality. We're talking about Taurus here. Taurus is not cheap. Yeah, we want something luxurious as possible. Yeah, with the full moon in Taurus. So, something, you know, for the body. So run yourself a nice hot bath. Have a nice hot bath. I know it's a Wednesday, but okay, you can still go out for dinner. So if time and your finances permit you, go and go out for dinner. I'm not necessarily saying a date. It could be a date if you have that opportunity. If you have a partner in your life, you can go out. Yeah, yeah, go and do that. Go and enjoy yourself. If not, go and buy something and cook a nice, wonderful meal. Nice and steady. Plenty of onions. Right? Get some rosemary. Something that to cook some rosemary. Nice lamb would be nice. Awesome, but fish. Fish would be good too. Nice lamb, nice fish. You know, a bit of chicken. Get some rosemary, some thyme in there. Onions. Yeah, man. You know what's in Arsenal, man. Don't get me heated. I'll get myself in that kitchen. But it's all about being connected with earthy. Yeah? You can't get more earthy than Taurus. So that's one of the ways to kind of celebrate that. So to get into the spirit of that, just as I'm getting into the spirit of it right now by eating all this dark chocolate. So yeah, full moon. It's a good one. It's one to definitely watch out for. Jack saying, I use rose water in my hair. Woo! Yeah, you can't go wrong with rose water. It is fabulous. Shout out to Mary, all the way from Canada. How you doing? Hello loungers, she says, a little bit late today, but I'm happy I made it. We're happy you're here, Mary. Welcome. Yeah, so you want to be getting entrenched in the physical world with this full moon in Taurus. Yeah, want to be getting in there. You're supposed to be charging your crystals. For something like Taurus, you probably need something like a rose quartz. That will go well. A nice rose quartz, yeah. So yeah, cool stuff. Yeah, I really love it. What else could we do? A massage. I have suggested that. Again, if you have time, go get yourself a nice deep tissue massage. Massage would be nice. What else would be good? A nice hot meal. Listening to some nice music. some nice Venusian music. Something more on the mellow side. You know, maybe a bit of soul. You know, yeah, why not? That could be nice. Moon in Taurus, full moon in Taurus. Yeah, anything that speaks to the senses. Yeah, something that can make you feel something. You know, we wanna be stimulating a bit of dopamine. We want the brain to release a bit of dopamine with this full moon in Taurus. This is what we are looking for. Can't go wrong with that. Okay. Kim Astro Healing, or shall I just say Kim? I just gave a deep tissue massage to my client with aromatherapy. Well, 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 we love it. You see what I'm talking about, people? Shout out to Kim. Well done. Great stuff. Another thing you can do with this full moon in Taurus is have a gong bath. Sound, something nice sound. Yeah, why not? We can have a little bit of that, you know. You can, you know, have a nice grounding meditation, listen to running water, something like that. Why not? Wouldn't go amiss. But well done there, Kim. Yeah, that's the kind of things that we want. Shout out to Rachel. Welcome to the show. Who's this? Silent Santos. Do forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. But yeah, well done there. Kim Astro Healing. So you're doing a little bit of healing there. Yeah, deep tissue massage. You can't go wrong with that. I would suspect, I mean, I don't know what the numbers would be, but something tells me that a lot of people are probably going to be going for massages or have been going since yesterday, today, tomorrow, while the moon is in Taurus. Just unconsciously, not necessarily knowing, but just tuning into the cosmos, right? I would suspect that restaurants would probably do quite well because people are going to want to indulge and want to, you know, connect with the senses. Whether they could do it in a healthy way, they might not do it in such a healthy way. You know, it could be burgers and chips. But again, wanting to indulge in the senses, this is what Taurus is about. So we're going to be having a few of that. It's only for a couple of days, of course. Moon's very quick, you know. She's in and out. Ain't got time for, you know, lounging about. So, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, run yourself a nice hot bath. Put some rose petals in there. Why not? Tiffany's saying, I may book a massage for next week when I'll be in New Orleans for a conference. Oh, lucky for some. Florence is letting me know, I had aromatherapy massage for my birthday on Sunday. It was amazing. Well, well, well. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, but happy birthday nevertheless, Florence. Welcome to the show. Yeah, aromatherapy is good. Aromatherapy is really good. Yeah. Get your oils out, people. Any of you have oils? It's also good. You want some sweet, something sweet. You want to be burning some sweet incense. People, are you listening? Does anybody listen to me? Does anybody listen to this show? I doubt it. It is what it is. But yeah, you want to be really indulging with the senses with this full moon. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. What else can I say? Okay, just looking here. Let's go back to the chart. Anything is going to be happening over the course of the next couple of days? We've got Venus here right at the end of Libra. And she's the ruler of this full moon. It's in her sign. So that's good. But it's in aversion, you know. It would be nice if it was making a nice aspect or something. But, you know, you can't have it all the time. But Venus is about to go into Scorpio. In the next couple of days, we're going to have Venus move into Scorpio. I think we all know what that means. Yeah. Venus in Scorpio, sometimes, not all the time, you know, it could have a tendency to, could get a little bit intense, couldn't it? But not all the time. I'm just being a little bit facetious here, of course. But Venus will be moving into Scorpio any day now. Anywho, what's happened? Mars has entered Sagittarius. Mars has entered Sagittarius and is opposing Uranus right now. Maybe that could have been a trigger, so to speak, for the plane crash. The plane crash that I was just speaking about in Louisville. How many dead? 7 dead, something like that. It is what it is. We send our prayers to those people who have lost their loved ones. It's interesting. I'm looking at the news here. The BBC have put here bonfire night, meaning the bonfire night that I spoke about, 5th of November. Beaver, bonfires night's beaver supermoon to be the biggest and brightest of 2025. Well, I'll be damned. Yeah. It's a supermoon, people. We've got a full moon in Taurus, and it's a supermoon. Oh, you want to be doing something big with this one. Oh, you want to be doing something big. It's interesting. Guess what? I'm looking at this. It's interesting. It says this machine could keep a baby alive outside the womb. How will the world decide to use it? Well, I'll be damned. It's nearly here, isn't it, people? Just a few more years to go, and you ladies will never have to be pregnant again. Yeah. Gonna just grow your babies in a, of course, a lab, all right? Just go and pick up your baby, just like how you pick up your mail. Could you imagine? Age of Aquarius. Yeah, be careful. Careful what you wish for. It makes me laugh when people say, oh, we're in the age of Aquarius. It's all about freedom. Yeah, freedom from what? People who don't know too much about astrology, I guess. Age of Aquarius. You do know it's Saturn ruled. Freedom. That's what all people want. Freedom. I want my freedom. No such thing. Freedom is an illusion. You know. It is what it is. What else is happening here? New York has got its first Islam mayor. So that's interesting. So that's a bit of a shock. Again, Mars opposing Uranus. And also some shocking news, shocking surprise. Mercury opposing Uranus also as well. Although it's separating, but still there's an opposition there. And now Mars has gone into the mix. And New York, which is ruled by Gemini, gets its first Muslim, pro-Palestinian, democratic, socialist mayor. Well. It is what it is. What else are we having here? We're having the exact trine of Jupiter and Saturn. That should be good for business, you know. That should be good for business. What is this? Victoria Beckham officially changes her name after embracing new title. What title's that? Speaking of titles, Andrew, what is your new name now? no more Prince. Yeah. Dear me. What has happened? Prince Andrew. They're coming for you.
Oh, yeah. They're coming for you. Make no mistake about it.
I think they said the FBI are after him, aren't they? Something like that. Yeah, he's lost all his titles. Lost all his titles and lost his house. His brother, King Charles, has said, you must leave the mansion. ASAP. What are you leaving from a 12 bedroom mansion to a what, 8 bedroom? Oh, poor you. You'll be okay, surely. But it's all relative, isn't it? I'm saying that, but it is all relative. Make no mistake about it. How is he feeling? I mean, what kind of, let me not go too much into that. It's just, yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. You've got to admit. Here's how much an income tax rise would cost you. How much is it going to cost? Really? Really? Okay. That's nothing new. Tax always rises. I never see it going down. Tiffany saying, I hadn't heard about the plane crash. Yeah. Apparently in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, plane crash. Yeah, 7 dead, apparently. Something like that. Yeah. Was that in the US? Yeah, it was in Louisville. Scary time, says Angela. Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, there we go. Louisville, Kentucky. The home of Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. Everybody remember Muhammad Ali, don't we? Of course we do. Strong Capricorn man. Well done. Shout out to Hussein 173. Some of these names you guys come up with, I tell you what. yeah, Tiffany's saying, yeah, not too far from Memphis. That is true. That is true. So what else are we having? Anything happening over the course of the next couple of days? Any aspects that we should be looking for? The sun is plodding through Scorpio. Will eventually make a trine to Jupiter and to Saturn. We'll talk about that. Mars has just moved into Sagittarius. Oh, dear. Energies are going to raise. And Venus is going to move into Scorpio. Tomorrow, Venus will move into the sign of Scorpio. Tomorrow, Venus enters Scorpio. Passions are going to get intense, right? We love a bit of passion, don't we? Get with it, people. Little bedroom talk here, you know. Little bit of love making. We could all do with a little bit of that. Well, let's explore when Venus moves into Scorpio. Should be good. What else? As she moves into Scorpio, Venus will move into Scorpio. She's going to square Pluto in Aquarius. So that's really going to be intense. However, that can be quite resourceful. People, this is going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 6th of November and the 7th of November. Venus is going to be exactly square Pluto. So time to be resourceful, people. Look at new ways of making money. And some of you could you might feel a little bit fruity, you know. whatever you do, do not attend one of P. Diddy's parties. Well, he's not out yet. I'm sure he's still throwing the parties though. So Venus is going to square Pluto, 7th, 8th of November. What else are we going to be having? Any other aspects? The Sun will be plodding his way through Scorpio, not making no. What else have we got here? Oh, Mercury, Mr. Mercury, on the 9th, right? In 4 days' time, Mercury is going to go stationary to go retrograde. It's that time of the year. Mercury retrograde. Yeah, I know. It is what it is. Mercury goes retrograde. Let's see what happens.
See what happens. Going to be
exciting. That's right. Should be exciting. Let's see what happens. So Mercury's going to go station to go retrograde. He still stations even on the 10th. He still stations on the 10th. 10th, 11th, retrograde, full swing. Then we're going to have Mercury conjunct Mars. A retrograde Mercury conjunct Mars. So watch how you're speaking with people there. Words can become weapons. We might hear some truths start coming out also as well. Information that we was not originally privileged to may start coming out around that time. It's in Sag as well. You should all know Mercury in Sag, foot in the mouth syndrome, as I like to put it. It's blunt, it's direct, it's straight to the point. Doesn't hold back at all. So a little bit of truth seeking here around the 11th. That's next week, Tuesday. What else is going to be happening? The Sun is starting to form a trine, which is going to produce a grand trine in water again. We already had one last week with Mercury, with Mars, when they were in Scorpio. Now the Sun is coming to make that. By the 11th, 12th, that will be next week, Wednesday. I think I am. I hope I am. Oh, God. All this traveling. I should be here. I might be doing it from another country. Might be doing it from Lisbon. The Sun, starting from the 12th, locks in. On the 12th of November, guess what happens? Jupiter stations to go retrograde. Jupiter is going retrograde. Now what happens? All the good stuff starts going down. Watch out for that, people. Jupiter's going to start going retrograde. Red alert. This is the time when you start doubting. You're not as confident as you think you are. The things don't manifest. Oh, dearie me. So by the 13th, Jupiter will be retrograde. The Sun will be coming to make that trine. Yeah? What else are we having? Anything else? Nothing else? 13th, 14th, 15th. The Grand Trine. The Grand Trine builds up with Sun, Jupiter, and Saturn. You could also throw Neptune in the mix, right? Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, all retrograde, by the way. It starts to perfect. So on the 16th of November, we're going to have a real Grand Trine here. It's going to get a little bit sensitive, people. Going to get a little bit emotional. But we're all going to be fired up. We're all going to be overwhelmed with emotions. Great time for healing. Great time to, spread a little love. Spread a little love. We could do with a little bit of love, can't we? Yeah, of course we can. Okay, so what else? Shout out to Mason. In the building, Sunny Flu, welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So what's happening here? So on the 16th, on the 17th, 17th is where we're going to be having the exact. On the 17th of November, we're going to have an exact grand trine in water, in the water signs. Sun in Scorpio, Jupiter in Cancer, retrograde, Saturn in Pisces, retrograde. So we're going to be a great time to tap into some, you know, nice healing energy, time for forgiveness, a time for replenishing, a time for refining ourselves is what we find here with this grand trine in water. Anything else? 17th, 18th. 18th, the sun starts to wane a bit. 19th, oh, guess what happens on the 19th? On the 19th, Mercury moves back into Scorpio. Retrograde Mercury goes back into Scorpio, and as he goes back into Scorpio, he's going to be opposing Uranus this time. So he's already opposed. This is interesting, right? Because pretty much last week, we had Mercury opposing Uranus when he moved into Sagittarius. So we had Mercury Uranus opposition Mercury in Sagittarius and Uranus in Gemini. Now, again, they're opposing each other, but they're opposing each other because they're both switched signs. So Mercury's in Scorpio, Uranus is in. So we're going to get an echo of something that happened last week. Watch it, people. Hopefully we don't get a repeat of the hurricane. But you're going to be seeing news which came out last week, which was significant last week, coming back again. On the 19th of November, watch out for that. Guess what? It lands on a Wednesday. It's 2 weeks from today, actually. So I will be here. Cool, cool, cool. What else is going to be happening? On the 20th of November, we're going to have a new moon in the sign of Scorpio. Going to have a Scorpio new moon. All about planting those new seeds, baby. Moving in the new direction. Yeah. Scorpio's nice. I like it. It's got a bit of a kick to it. We're going to have a new moon in Scorpio. And Venus is going to be in Scorpio too. Cool stuff. We got some good stuff going ahead here. The thing is, though, with this new moon in Scorpio, it's going to be at 28 degrees. Guess what? It's going to be opposing Uranus. Woo! This is going to be explosive. I kid you not. Could you imagine? New moon in Scorpio being opposed by Uranus in Taurus. Yeah. We can look forward for something explosive here. Tiffany's asking me, what are good ways to work with Jupiter retrograde? Ways to work with Jupiter retrograde is, number one, you want to be looking at your beliefs. Jupiter is about the beliefs. So you want to be looking at ways, look at it. We all believe in something, right? Yes, correct, Tiffany. It's opposing Algol. Tiffany's letting me know that conjuncts my ascendant within a degree. So ways to work with Jupiter. Work on your beliefs. What is true? Look at ways in how you look for meaning in life. How you expand, how you grow. Whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, philosophically, you want to be going back. Jupiter going back is indicating that you need to reassess, realign, go back over things that you thought you believed in. Because what you're going to find is, like, you see, you must always question your beliefs. And I'm not just talking religious ones. Right? And you know, we're human beings, right? We all buy into this is the time to start. Okay, what is this? What is this about? What is that about? You got to look at your ethics, your morals. Jupiter. Go over things that you think you are doing ethical. Look at ways, analyze ways in your life, how you can be more ethical. We can be all be more ethical. We can all realign and, you know, better our morals. Look at our beliefs, you know, address them, relook at them. So this is what Jupiter retrograde is about. Jupiter retrograde, because Jupiter is the planet of expansion. When Jupiter's retrograde, it's about going back over things that you have expanded on or have looked to expand on. It's kind of like an inhale, exhale kind of thing, Jupiter retrograde. This time he's breathing in. Time to breathe in, people. That's what Jupiter retrograde essentially is going to be about. Cool, cool, cool. It is what it is. Right. I think I'm going to finish it there. I'll finish it on that new moon. New moon in Scorpio. So that's going to be in 2 weeks' time. Let's watch out for that. 20th. I'll talk more about it next week. But, yeah, should be cool. Action, action, baby. It is what it is. Tiffany saying our beliefs can help or hinder us. Most definitely. This is a way to relook at what it is and how, again, that doesn't hinder us. This is what, it's all about. So, that is the cosmic news, if you want to say, right there. What else? Before we come to the end of the show, competition time. We got to have a little bit of competition time. We do like a bit of competition time, do we or do we not? Of course we do. I asked a question, and the first person who sends me a message the following Wednesday, so I'm going to ask a question after, I'm going to ask a question, and the first person who inboxes me next week Wednesday, midnight UK time, so do adjust your clocks to wherever you are on the planet, on the globe, so your time zone, make sure it aligns. Midnight, from midnight, like people start messaging literally at midnight. Yeah, they don't miss a button. Don't make no mistake about it. These people do not play. So, yeah. So, let's go to the answers of last week. What is happening here? Whatever you are about, Luna Lounge. Let's go. Only three people participated this week. Was the question that difficult? Well, the questions are going to be getting more and more difficult. Now and again, I'll throw out an easy one. First person, Olena. Ooh, she's not normally, she's first. The question I asked last week was, we know that the house of children, or that house that indicates children in a chart, is the fifth house. However, there are four houses in total that must be assessed and looked at for the potential or any situation around children. Four houses. Wow. Bet you didn't know that, did ya? Everyone knows the fifth house. Yeah, that's the first. That's the first go-to. but there are other houses also as well. So I asked, what were the other three houses? We know the fifth house is there. What are the other three houses? Olena came in first. She said, dear Israel, 4th, 7th, and 11th. Surah came in. Surah says, the other three houses, which look at children, is the 4th, 9th, and 11th. 9th, really? Why? Olena, 7th, why? Then we got Christian. He says 5th house. Well, that wasn't in there. I wanted the 3. We know what the 4 are. We know the 3, yeah, we know the 5th house is there. Christian says 5th house. 9th, he says 9th as well. 11th and 4th. This week we do not have a winner. You all kind of said the same thing in a way. The only one that was different was Olena, who said the 7th house, 4th, 7th, and 11th. Coolio. So the answer is the houses that need to be assessed when looking at children. And that's interesting. Yeah, okay. I won't say nothing. 5th house is the main house. The other three houses are you ready? Mary's saying, good. Oh, sorry. You guys are chatting amongst yourselves. Tiffany's saying, I'd look at the 8th house. The 8th house, the house of death for children. I don't think I would. 8th house for children. No. Faye's saying, did you get my email? I didn't get your email. Did you send me an email? You did not send me an email. You did not send it to the Lunar Lounge. Or is the email addressed to moi, myself? But I still don't have no email. I'm looking right here, Faye. No. I didn't get no email. What's happening? Are we talking about the competition, Faye? Let me know before I answer this question. Tiffany's saying, you damn near die giving birth. You are in between realms. Yeah, I guess so. Oh, so it was for the competition. Nothing here. You sure you emailed the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com? She said, yes, I did. Hold on a minute. Let's go into the spam. Let's see if there's something in the spam. But it shouldn't go there anyway, regardless. No, nothing here in the spam. Nothing in the spam. No, so there's nothing there. No. Hardly got any spam in this one. Is there anything in the bin? No, because I don't delete nothing. So bin's empty. No. I'm going to put in your, hold on. Let's put in your email. No, Faye, no. Doesn't even come up. Nothing comes up. What is happening here? Check your sent messages. Sent? Who? My sent? Oh, you're talking to Faye. Faye should check her sent messages. Yeah, check your sent messages, Faye. What is the answer? What are the three other houses which pertain to children after the fifth? Fifth house is the first one. It's the first go-to. It's the most popular. Everybody knows it. But there's another three houses. There are four houses in total that we should be looking at for children. Exactly, Tiffany. Mercury is in the shadow period. Faye is saying, let me check again. And by the way, Faye is a Virgo, ruled by Mercury. Mercury is retrograde. and is retrograded in your in the sign which squares your zodiac sign. It is what it is. Yeah, have a good check. Let me know. I'm about to announce. But we don't have a winner. What are you going to do? Send it in now. I suppose it will still qualify. But yeah, it's too late, man. It's competition time. I'm about to give the answer. I'm just refreshing, just in case. She might be sending it now. But no, it's the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. So for those of you who are listening or listening to the show for the first time, competition time is I ask a question. The first person who inboxes me the following Wednesday at midnight UK time, so Joshua Crooks, if you do want to enter, gets to be the proud winner of £30, can buy you a bottle of wine. Nice bottle of wine, especially with this moon in Taurus. Can treat yourself. Children, children, children. What are the houses pertaining to children? Okay, I'm about to give it. Here we go. So the houses, the other three houses are the fourth house, the 10th house, and the 11th. Not one of you said the 10th. You said 7th and 9th. Two of you said 9th. Sura said 9th, and Christian said 9th. I want to know why 9th. Why? Because it's the 5th from the 5th? That will be grandchildren, not children. So those are the three other houses. So when assessing children, we look at the 5th house, we look at the 10th house, we look at the 11th house, and we look at the 4th house. That's how it is. Tiffany's saying 8th house is often associated with pregnancy, the 2nd from the 7th, or gains from marriage. Yeah, not pregnancy. Not pregnancy. Yeah, maybe gains from marriage or inheritance. But yeah, 2nd from the 7th. Yeah, it's your partner's money, basically. 9th is grandchildren. That's correct. Faye is still saying she sent it at midnight to what I did not. No, nothing here. And I even put your email address in. Didn't even recognize it. So that was the answer. So the four houses are the 5th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 4th for children. So people, I'm going to ask a question this week. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday. Patricia saying, I hate myself. I wrote it down. Didn't send it. Mercury retrograde. Shout out to Outer Shell Alchemy. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Shout out to Nai. How you doing? Agbe Olodumare. Agbe Olodumare. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Agbe Olodumare. You are Olodumare's farmer? I like that. Very powerful. Faye saying, didn't get it anyway. Thought you did. It is what it is. So this week's question, people, what are the first three significators one must look at or one looks at when looking at issues pertaining to one's health? The first three that one must look at. What are the first three that one must look at pertaining to situations or issues connected with health? The first three significators for health that one must look at pertaining to health. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com wins £30. Person who inboxes me midnight. So do adjust your clocks according to your time zone or country. First person who inboxes me will be the proud winner of £30 the first three significators, the first three major significators when looking at situations to do with health. First person who inboxes me gets to be the proud winner of £30. That is what this, and for those of you listening to the recording, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Do remember that this podcast is, can be heard on all podcast platforms like Amazon, Spotify, and so on. Google, it's all there. Yeah, Apple, you find it, the Lunar Lounge Podcast. Tiffany's saying, seventh house is associated with sex per ancient astrologers, and eighth house is gains from the seventh. I'm telling you, eighth house deals with pregnancy too. Reference, send the book. You got my email address, Tiffany. Send the book. Eighth house, pregnancy. Gotta be joking me. yeah, don't want to be putting pregnancy in the eighth house, mate. House of death. Nah, not buying that one. Eighth house. It's an idol house. It's house of death. It's lazy. Planet. Well, let me not talk. Nah. How is 10th house associated with children? I knew the 11th house is stepchildren. Yes, but so is 10th house. 10th house, because 10th house is the house of the mother. If you're going to be a mother, a woman's going to be a mother, we've got to access the 10th house. Yeah. Yes, indeed. We have to assess the 11th house. The 11th house is stepchildren, but not always stepchildren, but it's also the fifth from the seventh, which indicates the partner's ability to be able to have children also as well. You see? This show is educational. I promise
that you. That is correct.
Thank you. People, you want to sign up to the astrology course? Let me know. Astrology course. Just need to plug it. People say, you don't plug it enough. Yes, I do. Plug it all the time. If you're interested, want to sign up to the astrology course, it's the only astrology platform academy that doesn't have one, not two, but three live classes every week. And guess what? A fourth one is on the way. I've also got tarot card course coming up soon, probably in about the next 2.5 weeks. Hit me up. Hit me an email if you're interested. sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. For those of you who've done my beginners, I'll also be coming with the intermediate level. So please, yeah, watch out for that also as well. sacredplanets@gmail.com for anybody who's interested. Remember, the geomancy is also coming soon. Getting it all prepared. Geomancy is going to be brilliant. Geomancy course, also palmistry course, also coming to a theater near you. We're going to be learning all about these lines, what they mean, how you can predict. It's all written on the palms. All coming soon. A lot of courses keeping me busy, as though I'm not busy enough. Oh, listen, coming to the end of the show. Hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com. I can still give you a bit of a discount. I can give you a bit of a discount. Black Friday discount. If you want to sign up, anybody who signs up to my courses, you get lifetime access. Right? And when I run it again, you can come again for the rest of your life. You can be learning astrology for the rest of your life. Do you not get it, people? I don't think they get that. You can attend as many classes as you want for for life. People, what's wrong with you? Anywho, yeah. Hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com, if you are interested in signing up. So, show's coming to an end. Tarot card of the week, of course. Let's have a look at that, the tarot card of the week. So I'm just shuffling the cards here, and let's have a look at what the card is saying. I've got to go. I've got people to see. I've got things to do. People are keeping me busy all the time. I don't like it. But hey, it is what it is. Okay, so I'm just shuffling the cards here. So, the card of the week is going to be... We got the Star. Oh, well. We like it. Didn't we get a Star from like a month ago or so? The Star. That is the tarot card for this week. What is this telling us? Well, it's saying here that light at the end of the tunnel. No matter how bad things get, no matter how they look, it's indicating that throughout the course of this week or over the course of the next week, there is going to be a star that is going to be leading us, meaning that we're going to be enlightened, we're going to be informed, and we're going to be shown a particular way where that can take us out of dark places, heavy places. This is what this card is about. This card is about things getting better, things getting brighter. We may not be there yet, but throughout the course of this week, we will definitely be getting there. This card is indicating connections. This card is indicating networking. You need to be networking, people. This is what this card is about. Good stuff. Also, we want to be very careful about our health over the course of the next week. We can all do improvements on our health somewhere, in some way. This card is reminding us of that. So watch out, people, for your health. But things are slowly but surely coming together. This card is a heart card about hope. It's letting us know that this week we can look forward to a better, brighter future. Keep hope alive is what the Star card is about. That is the tarot card for this week. So, cool stuff. We like it and we love it, baby. What else? Yeah, that is it, I believe. I don't want to put that there. What did I want to put? Lunar Lounge podcast show. Why not? People, thank you so much for your participation. Thank you for joining me here at the Lunar Lounge podcast. Keep it coming. Agbelo Dumari. Oh, it's Alatishe. Oh, I didn't know it was you. It's a great name, though. No problem. Shout out to Fane. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. I want to thank each and every single one of you for your participation, for your comments, for your inputs right here at the Lunar Lounge show. I will be back with you next week. I was going to say Thursday then. Next week, Wednesday, I may be broadcasting from Lisbon. but yeah, should be good. What else did I want to say? Was there anything, any last notes? No. Just be good. Stay good. People, you have been tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge show with myself, Israel Adjozi. You know what it is when you hear that music. It means that the show is coming to an end. People, thank you so much. For those of you who are on the YouTube, please leave a comment. Give it a like, give it a thumbs up, follow. Make sure you share this, whatever platform you are listening to this on. Share it with your friends, family, people all throughout the world. It's going to be good. We've got a good day, good week ahead of us. Stay blessed. Bye to you all. My name is Israel Josie. You've been listening to The Lunar Lounge, and I am out.
Welcome.
Thank you.
The Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to The Lunar Lounge. Welcome to The Lunar Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.